Okay, my friends. Before we get into today's story, I wanted to let you know about Spotify for Podcasters. It's the tool that I'm using to make my stories so that you guys can have new stories every day. If you are interested in sharing your stories, you've got to check it out. It's a really easy app. You can create your stories, you can edit them from your phone or your computer. So, no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating without having to go into a studio or do anything extra. They'll actually do all of your distribution for you too. So that part's really nice. And the best part, it's totally free. You don't have to pay for it. So you can get your stories out. I've really enjoyed doing it. I've been at it for almost, gosh, going on 3.5 years now. And because I can have questions and answers from my friends who are listening, I get to know what your thoughts are too. It's a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy me. www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a book called This is a good story. And it looks like a good story, doesn't it? This story was written by Adam Lehrhaupt, and the pictures are by Magli Lehush, and it is read today by Mommy. And what's your name?
Lejopa.
What?
Lejopa.
Lejopa? Yes. Lejopa.
No, Lejopa with no ch.
Oh, Lejopa.
Lejopa.
With a b at the end.
Lejopa.
Interesting. Well, my friends, if I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. You never know who it's going to be with Mommy today. And this book might bring out some very interesting things. So buckle up. Here we go. Our story begins with a hero. Or is it a heroine? So we see on one picture, there's a guy with a sword and a cape and a hat. He kind of looks like maybe Zorro. Maybe he's a bad guy because he has a mask on. What about the man in black from The Princess Bride? He wears a mask, but is he a bad guy? Yeah. Well, and then on the other page, we see a lady with a cape and a mask, and she's got a sword. But she also has a high ponytail with blonde hair curling out of it. Well, which one do you think it's about? Let's keep going.
Both.
Yes, that works. Both. Let's try that again. Our story begins with a hero and heroine. And they live in a good town filled with good people called our setting. That's a great term. Whenever you're telling a story, you have to have a setting, which means that is the space where the story can begin. Now, as with any good story, ours has a conflict, which is a problem that needs fixing. And it's a good thing, too, because without a conflict, there would be no plot. Our story would go nowhere, like it is right now. Okay, so conflict means things are not right. Something is off. Something's not good. Okay? And the plot is the actions that are going to happen for us to decide what we do next. Wait, did that make sense? What is a conflict, you ask? Let's find out. Our setting is under attack by a really bad guy, and not just any really bad guy, an evil overlord. Well, that's not an evil overlord. Come on, that's barely a creepy sidekick. In the picture, we can see the guy. He's kind of big, definitely bigger than the other guys. And he has
giant.
He is kind of a giant, and he has a crown.
It's a giant overlord.
Do you think? Let's see. Whoa!
Now that's an evil overlord. When we turn the page, we can see this guy. Much better, thank you. He's got a sword, and he's got a big wart on the end of his nose. Oh my goodness. And he's got some very big boots that he's stomping on their houses. He's huge. This guy's up to no good for sure, don't you think? Okay. Now, where was I? Right. Under attack. Now, the people of our setting fight valiantly, but evil overlord's armies are too numerous. Look at how many bad guys he has. And the townsfolk are captured. Oh no, he put them under a net. Look at all those people and their pets squished under a net. This is awful. Except hero and heroine, who just happen to be rescuing lost ducks in the town of Very Convenient. What a nice name for a town. I'm from London. I'm from New York. I'm from Very Convenient. Now we return to find our setting empty. The library is dark. The candy store is closed. This is devastating. And in the picture we see, there's the knight, or the hero and the heroine, and their mouths are just dropped open. They are shocked. They are appalled. They are aghast. Those are big words, but they all mean that they are very upset and surprised. Luckily for the captured townsfolk, hero and heroine are people of action. See, look at them. Immediately they get to work to start picking things up. But wait, seriously, what kind of action is that? This is a dramatic point in the plot. Our conflict is building. The action here will determine the course of the rest of the story. Try again. They can't just start cleaning up the mess. What do they need to do? That's right. Hero and heroine dash off to evil lair to rescue the townsfolk. Unfortunately, evil lair is not close. It's a long, dangerous climb up a dark and stormy mountain. Up and up and... oh no! The gate is heavily guarded. And now, thinking quickly, hero distracts the guard, who turns, trips, and thunk! Knocked him over, didn't they? And now hero and heroine race through the evil lair. And then look what they found. At last, they reach a gate labeled Dungeon. Now, what do you suppose is in the dungeon?
The people.
Let's see. No. Labeled as in clearly marked with a sign. This is the most exciting part of the story. It's the climax. Just turn the page. Ah, here we go. Hero and heroine burst into the dungeon and the townsfolk cheer. Hero and heroine have saved the day. But not for long. Uh-oh. Evil overlord has returned.
Head to the end, heroine shouts. The final battle
is epic. They fight to the right. They fight to the left. Soon, evil overlord is surrounded. And look, the heroine is even poking her finger up his nose. Ouch. There is no escape. They've wrapped him all up.
No escape.
With chains. Good. Victorious, hero and heroine join the townsfolk at the end. There is much rejoicing. Wow, this is a good story, isn't it? Look at how happy everyone looks. And the evil overlord was all wrapped up, right?
The end.
And it says the end. Or is it? Oh no! His creepy underling has cut him free. Oh, gracious. I don't know. But you know what we did learn in this book? A friendly list of words used in this book that help you write stories. Would you like me to tell you what they are? So the hero is the main male character in a story or play. They are also referred to as the protagonist. Now the heroine is the main female character in a story or play, and we could also call her the protagonist. It could be a male or a female. It's the main character of the story, a hero or a heroine in a story or play. Okay, now the antagonist is the evil overlord, who is the adversary, which is the enemy of the protagonist, which is the hero or the heroine of this story or this play. Now, you've probably heard someone say, if you're like, how can I remember that? You can remember, have you ever heard someone say, don't antagonize this person? That means don't get them to react to you, right? Don't get them to turn on you and be mean to you, okay? That's your antagonist, the person who does the antagonizing. Okay, now the setting, if you're writing your own story or play, you have to say, this is the setting, which is a location or time in which the action of a story or a scene takes place. Now, what do we have in every story? Conflict, which is a controversy or a struggle between differing principles or interests, okay? Which is part of the plot, the main events in a story or a play. And last but not least, that word climax, which is a intense moment or a decisive moment that provides a turning point for the plot. And if you have all of those things in your book, you will have a very happy ending. And I highly recommend that we sit down and write our own stories. This book gave us some really, really great information about how we can do that. So what do you say? Now's the time for us to write our own stories? I agree. Let's do it. And that, my friends, is the end.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.